As we spiraled down the butte, jostling and rocking in the open back of Ganelli O'Craig's fetch like so many bottles in a box, we were able to look down from time to time and see the picnic taking shape down on the village green of Sambal. It appeared that these people took their picnics as seriously as they did their religious services. Fra Jad seemed to have other things on his mind and said nothing until we were almost down to Sambal. Then he pounded on the roof of the fetch's cab and, in Orth, asked Craig if he wouldn't mind waiting here for a few minutes. In really wild, barbarous-sounding Orth, Craig said that this would be fine. It had never crossed my mind that someone like Craig would know our language. But it made sense. The Counterbasians distrusted priests and other middlemen. They believed everyone should read the scriptures themselves. Almost all read translations into Fluckish, but it wasn't so far-fetched to think that an especially fervent and isolated sect, such as the people of Sambal, might learn classical Orth so that they would no longer have to entrust their immortal souls to translators. Fra Jad let me know I should get out. I vaulted from the back of the fetch and then helped him down, more out of respect than anything, since he didn't seem to need much helping. We strolled about 100 paces to a bend in the road where there was an especially nice view over the high desert to the mountains of the north, still patched with snow in places and dappled by cloud shadows.
"We are just like Protus looking down over Ethras," he remarked.
I smiled but didn't laugh. The work of Protus was viewed as embarrassingly naive by many. It was rarely mentioned except to be funny or ironic. But to deprecate it so was a trend that had come and gone 100 times, and there was no telling what Fra Jad, whose math had been sealed off for 690 years, might think of it. The more I stood and looked at him and followed his gaze northward to the clouds and the shadows that they cast on the flanks of the mountains, the more glad I became that I hadn't snickered.
"What do you think Orlo saw when he looked out thus?"
Fra Jad asked.
"He was a great appreciator of beauty and loved to look at the mountains from the Starhenge," I said.
"You think he saw beauty? Well, that is a safe answer, since it is beautiful. But what was he thinking about? What connections did the beauty enable him to perceive?"
"I couldn't possibly answer that."
"Don't answer it. Ask it."
"More concretely, what do you want me to do?"
"Go north," he said. "Follow and find Orlo."
"Tredegar is south and east."
"Tredegar," he repeated, as if waking from a dream of it. "That is where I and the others shall go after the picnic."
"I have bent the rules quite a bit by coming here," I said. "We've lost a day."
"A day? A day?"
Fra Jad, the Thousander, thought it was pretty funny that I should care about a day.
"Chasing Orlo around could take months," I said. "For being so late, I could be thrown back, or at least given more chapters."
"Which chapter are you up to now?"
5.
9,
Fra Jad said. For a moment, I thought he was correcting me. Then I was afraid he was sentencing me. Finally, I understood that he himself was all the way up to chapter 7. He must have spent years on it. Why? How had he gotten in that much trouble? Had it made him crazy? But if he was crazy or incorrigible, why had he, of all the Thousanders, been evoked? After his voco, why had his fraws and sewers sung the way they had, as though their hearts had been ripped out?
"I have a lot of questions," I said.
"The most efficient way for you to get answers is to go north."
I opened my mouth to repeat my earlier objection, but he held up a hand to stay me.
"I shall make every effort to see to it you are not punished."
It was by no means clear to me that Fra Jad would have any such power in a giant convox, but I didn't have the strength of will to tell him as much to his face. Lacking that strength, I had but one way out of the conversation.
"Fine. After the picnic, I'll go north. Though I do not understand what that means."
"Then keep going north until you understand it," Fra Jad said.